Hare Krishna. Here I am, and again, meaning I'm here again without any questions. This time not because there's no internet, this time because my word program gave up on me today and I wasn't able to continue writing. So I'm waiting now while Sundarup Prabhu from 200 kilometers away is manipulating my computer and getting it to work or to cooperate, and it seems like he's doing that successfully. Actually, yesterday and today, I was just on my own redoing two chapters that needed some recasting, let's put it that way. And anyway, I thought to speak a little about just this whole technological and consumer-oriented trap that we live in, along with the other peripheral luxury or luxurious way of life that modern society has addicted us to, which are not really so important. Don't guarantee real happiness, and ultimately because behind them is also a way of life, a way of life that's based on exploitation, that's based on sinful activity, that ultimately they have to collapse. Repeatedly now I've had Navaraja Mahima, in whatever, in two different states, printed out in hard copy, just in case, so that I don't become over-dependent on electricity, on a computer. What happens if all of a sudden there is no electricity, or there is no ability to use my computer, or there's some kind of electromagnetic storm in the sun that knocks out all the power around the world. You know, people talk about that, or neutralizes people's hard drives. Better to have things on paper. At least we have some copies of things, and all that work and labor is not lost. Not good to be over-dependent. We should become as independent as possible. That was Prabhupada's idea of self-sufficient communities. And Srimad Bhagavatam states that over-dependence on others decreases the duration of life. Why? Because when you're not dependent on others, then you're living your own karma. When you're dependent on others, then you share others' karma. And if others' our lives are suffering and they're closely intertwined with yours, the way of life is, then when there's a change in that, it will affect you. Will there be a change in the world as we see it? People seem to be saying so. We see that the whole economic system is in a real change of flux, and although they're proposing different changes, but none of the changes that they propose are really revolutionary. They're not really revolutionary in the sense that we're going to come about with another different world, not a consumer world, but a world that's based on the basic necessities of life, not on the excesses that we're used to, a new mobile every 6 months, a new car every year or two, luxury vehicles, unlimited amount of clothes, and eating, as I'd already mentioned before, and I just heard it recently, how with the World Health Organization, one of the main health problems of the world is the obesity, particularly in Europe and America. How one out of every five people, or it may have been even more statistic, is overweight in the United States of America. So people are starving in parts of the world. They're dying for lack of food. And if people are eating, not only are they eating what they need or more than what they need, but they're eating themselves sick. So same people who are dying for lack of food, and there are other people who are dying for too much food. And it's a health problem because along with it, you get, with overeating, you get diabetes and other such sicknesses. And when we see that in Pakistan, again, there's flood. In Somalia, there's famine and drought. In Libya, there's war. What do people need? They just want water, they just want food, they just want basic necessities of life, medication. Why? Because that's all they really need to live. The people in these countries aren't calling out for mobile telephones. That's not going to help them. But they are calling out for these things. The real basic necessities of life. And it's those basic necessities of life that we as devotees also need to ensure for ourselves. Vaishnavas do not become excessively dependent on these consumer items or other unnecessary things that are present in the modern world and which are the basis of modern culture, industry, commerce, finance. Although we may live in this world, our rule of thumb should be to be as independent as possible, to be as minimally dependent on others as we can be. Because that will ensure that we actually have a control over our own fate. Over our own fate. And while it may seem inconceivable that the world situation will collapse or can collapse, but Vaishnavas know that the type of industry and commerce and business that runs modern society comes with a certain type of conduct, comes with a certain type of illicit behavior, comes with a certain sinful way of life. And when you engage in sinful activity, then you have to get sinful reaction. It's not possible to just go on and on and on. That was Ravana's formula. Ravana's formula was that, yes, if I build a stairway to heaven, then I'll be able to get there. But you need pious credits to get to heaven. You can't do it by impious activities. This ultimately, his stairway to heaven proved to be his undoing. Similarly, people want a good life, but you can't have a good life without being good. You can't have a good life by being sinful. And if they're sinful, even though temporarily you may be enjoying, just like Ravana was temporarily enjoying, but ultimately you lose everything. Ultimately, either Lord Ramachandra or the material energy will take all of those things away. And that's the basis of Vaishnava's thinking and the Vaishnava's way of life. They're independent from others and they're not connected to others because Vaishnavas live a pious life. They live a devotional life. They live a life free from sin and free from sinful reaction. And that's possible when you're disconnected from the type of conduct and behavior of others, whose whole ethos and way of life and conduct is completely different. So yes, we should try to use this rule of thumb, this principle of not being over-dependent upon others, being able to ensure our own preservation of the basic necessities of life by knowing and having that which really counts, and cultivating the type of pure lifestyle which actually frees one from unnecessarily suffering that comes from sinful reaction. I say unnecessary suffering because some suffering you will always have. Why? Because we're living in the material world, even though we may be sinless in how we're living in this world. And if we learn how to walk that balance. Yukta hara viharasta yukta chaitasa karmasu. Here, where we're living in this world, then we can rest assured that at least whatever comes our way is certainly as a result of our own past karma and the desire of the Lord, and that at least we've done the best that we can to provide for ourselves and our dependents the basic necessities of life, those things that will keep them living and keep them able to practice Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.